Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I'm only 9 months into being a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And if you...
You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it. But a nine-month-old son, my wife and I, his name's Jack. He's a happy little dude. You know, he's just figuring it all out. So are we. And if you've had a kid before, if it's one of those things, and it's the first time for it all, for all of us, right? And we're getting to the stage now with our son, where 9 months old. When I say on the move. I would love to put a GPS tracker on this boy. Just see the K's that he's clicking out a day.
Yeah.
Just ever since he's figured out how to speed crawl and standing up and this walking looks like it'd be a breeze for me to get around.
Like walking any day now.
Oh, not any day now, but probably by the end of this month, I would say.
Sure.
He might be ready to take a step or two because he just crawls over, stands up, has one hand on my shoulder and he just looks around. I'm like, what are you, a businessman? What's going on here? But the phase that we're still not out of is that just everything goes in the mouth. Like, it's a big sensory thing. Like what is this? How do I get a gauge on what this thing is? In the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Don't like that.
Not edible.
Not edible.
Sure.
Yeah. What's this? A dead moth? In the mouth.
Oh.
You know? It's just like everything. Yeah. You just got to keep an eye on it because you just don't know what's going to end up in the mouth. And I found myself asking this question more and more. It's not what did he put in his mouth. It's how much.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, all right, well, I know that it's happened.
And he's really feasted.
Recently, because as we've all seen across Geelong at the moment, the weather is lovely. In the last couple of days, we've gone to Eastern Beach. We've gone to Torquay. We go down for walks to the park at Armstrong Creek all the time. And currently, the main conversations my wife and I are having while I'm at work is how much grass did Jack eat today?
Oh, I thought you were going to say sand. Grass is definitely more appetizing.
There's a lot of sand at the beach.
Yeah.
If you didn't know. And full mouth, just fistful.
Yeah.
Sand. we don't eat that. We don't eat that, mate. We don't put that in our mouth. But just grass at the moment, especially at Eastern Beach. We must have gone 30 seconds after they had finished mowing it on Saturday. And they're just those, you know, those clumps that the mower leaves behind? Just turned around for a millisecond, gone, just grass falling out of the mouth.
Yeah.
522-232-955. What did your kid eat? What's your kid eating that they definitely shouldn't be eating? Because at the moment, grass for life.
I think I went through a dirt phase.
Dirt looks appetizing.
Yeah. Though. Yep, I think I distinctly remember Mum telling me that she had to get rid of a lot of her pot plants because I would just go fistfuls of dirt.
Just potting mix.
Shove it in the gob. Yum.
Yeah. Honestly, if you break it down, it is pretty appetizing. Stewie from Warrilily has given us a call. Your granddaughter ate something she shouldn't have.
Yes, lovely, lovely meal. I turned around and in that split second, in the gob went the blowfly.
I mean,
Jack would love a blowfly.
Blowfly, was it a dead blowfly or was she like a bit of Mr. Miyagi, like caught it in the thin air and smashed it in?
It was dead, so it makes it even tastier because you can chew on it.
Because you hear all these things, Stewie, about how healthy some insects are to eat, but then you hear the germs that apparently are on blowflies.
I can't imagine a blowfly would be very good.
Not ideal, Stewie. Appreciate your call. Anthony from Geelong's given us a call. This was your brother, Anthony, that ate something he shouldn't have?
Yeah, that's right, mate. What he used to do is take his orange fruit snack from kindergarten out to the sandpit and dip his oranges in the sand and then eat them.
Grainy.
Absolutely loved it.
Imagine that in your mouth. Just like think of an orange dipped in sand, Tim.
Anthony, to his credit.
We still got the photos as well.
Great.
Did you ever try it? Like we can't knock it if we haven't tried it, Anthony.
Well, no, I think I was pretty traditional and kept to not dipping them in sand. So.
That old adage of don't dip your fruit in the sand and eat it. That's how you've lived your life, Anthony.
I was just trying to be the role model and not be the older brother and not actually... educate him to do it, so go brother, the good kid.
Well, I wish I had a big brother like you, Anthony, because I've got liters of sand inside my guts. This is Tim and Jess. Will from the newsroom's come in here, Jess, because he's been tasked with something pretty serious. He's like a judge this week. Good afternoon, Will.
Good afternoon. I am a judge. It's exactly what I am. Am I Simon Cowell or am I Poe from MasterChef?
I am really concerned because Will asked us just before this, how mean can I be?
Yeah. So to fill you in yesterday, I got Will in here because, Jess, you barely use your journalism degree.
Yeah.
So we're going to do some radio journalism.
It was a real, good use of my time and money.
We just thought with all the hex debt stuff going on in the news, like, let's show what these things are actually putting out there. And you've actually got your genuine journalism degree.
I just smacked the microphone.
It exists.
Yeah, this is. I pulled this off my mum's wall.
Yep.
Last night.
What you're doing though, Jess, is you're gonna have to hand that over to Will right now.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
And because the winner
it's still framed.
The winner of the news off will get your journalism degree because I just don't think you're using it enough.
Fair enough.
And so Will.
That's the original copy.
I'm a real journalist, unlike Jess.
Yep.
So this is me holding people to account.
Okay.
Hey, Jess.
Fair enough.
So today...
You've done more journalism in your life than I'll ever do in my life, Will. So,
as we've been saying, it's a news off. News off. It's a news off.
No, keep going. Come in.
It's a news off. A news off. Oh. It's a news off.
Oh, not the key change.
All right. So today, Will, you tasked us with reading the weather. Now, Jess didn't listen to your weather at 3 o'clock
today. I didn't.
And okay.
I'm going to be real. I didn't do a lot of research, so I just kind of made up the weather. Like, I'm assuming it's just like, oh, yeah, it's the start of the day. Here's my weather. Right?
Okay. Seems like the excuses are starting a bit early.
Nah, shut up, Will.
Will, nice way to speak to the judge. So I'm going to play the intro to the weather. Jess, you just go. You can go first. And then Will.
Why are you making me go first?
Because you seem to be hating it.
Fair enough.
And Will, you'll just tell us how you feel initially.
Yeah.
And then you can hear mine. And at the end of it, you'll have to decide who did it better.
Okay.
All right, Jess, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
K-Rock Weather. Visit one of Mimosa Home's 50 displays across Melbourne and Geelong.
Good afternoon, I'm Jess Carsey with the latest weather update. Today, expect mostly cloudy skies with a high chance of scattered showers and a top temperature of 17 degrees. Winds will be moderate, coming from the southwest at 25 kilometres per hour. Tonight, cloudy conditions will continue with a low of 10 degrees and slight chance of drizzle. Looking ahead to tomorrow, in a partly cloudy day with high of 19 degrees and a gentle breeze. Right now in Geelong West, it's 16.
Wow.
God, she's good. God, she's good. Give me that certificate right now.
Can I just have a quick question? I'd hate to lead the witness. How much of ChatGPT wrote that weather?
Oh, only 50%.
I'm kidding.
It's not often I hear Will say his name at the start of the weather
report. Well, I assumed it was like isolated, so I needed to introduce myself.
It's not a bad call.
Thank you.
I wouldn't recommend it because it would be sort of like me saying, hey, it's Will in the newsroom before every single,
it's a lot.
Now it's sport. Hey, it's Will again. Still here.
Well, I will cut that next time.
All right.
But solid.
Okay.
Thank you, Will. Right. I'll take solid.
Okay. This is my turn. Here we go.
Okay.
K-Rock Weather. Visit one of Mimosa Home's 50 displays across Melbourne and Geelong.
Partly cloudy today across Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Tops of 17 expected. Looking ahead, partly cloudy again tomorrow with some early morning fog that will be clearing right now in Bell Park. 15 degrees.
Oh. Boring.
It's a news off.
It's already over.
It's already so quick. Yeah, well, this is the quick one. So we just got to. Initial thoughts, Will?
You lost me early.
It
started really dry. You built up nicely. You finished well. I was wasn't expecting Bell Park, of all suburbs.
Okay. I just picked a random suburb.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I'm surprised you didn't say Bell Park Hill.
I'm not certain the difference between Bell Post Park and Hill Post Bell.
That's exactly both of them.
Still figuring out what
not
is
your
a
fault.
Real town.
It's not your fault. Why would they put two suburbs so close together? Names the same thing.
Pretty much. Ridiculous.
Room for improvement.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, you've got to pick one right now on the spot. With in the news off when it comes to weather, is it Tim or is it Jess?
I'm going to have to go Jess.
Unbelievable.
Give me my degree. Give it back to me.
Tomorrow we're doing sport, so that's the next phase. So I'll need to get on the scoreboard tomorrow.
Yeah, this one's going to be hard for me.
Respectfully, I think Tim goes in as favourite. But off today, you know, Jess is... She's got the style.
Well, I didn't know we were allowed to use ChatGPT, so I might be letting you know.
I'm sure. Yeah, okay. I used Facebook AI.
Okay, Will, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The news off is well underway.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, apparently there's a bunch of words that are exposing us millennials as millennials.
Yep. So you and I, for the years we're born in, actually are.
Millennial is anyone from 1980 to 1996.
Yeah, so you and I, you're 91.
Yeah.
I'm 93. You're definitely more of a, what's that thing that they call, like, you're like a super millennial. Like, oh my God, how good's Friends and nostalgia? Okay. Like, that's your that's your identity, right? Like, if we're going to, like, I feel like you heavily identify as a millennial.
Yeah, look, whenever anyone's like, oh, don't do these things because it'll out you as a millennial. I don't care.
You're like, but how good.
I could not care any less.
How good was Aerobics Old Style before Cheese TV, guys? Am I right? Nostalgia.
So there's a whole bunch of terms. I'm going to rattle them off and you just tell me yes or no whether you have used these or if you know what the Gen Z term for it is now.
Oh, God. All right. So if you're listening right now, you can play along.
Yep.
No matter what generation you are, let's all feel hideous and dumb. Let's go.
Okay. This one I feel like is very outdated, but I still hear some millennials say this. YOLO.
Oh, no. So am I saying that I say these things?
Have you said it in the past?
Oh, no. No? Absolutely,
No. You've never thrown a YOLO out there?
No, for sure, no.
I have.
Jess, everyone, can we just pre-say yes
to all of these?
All of these for you?
Yeah, I've used all of these.
All right, let's get into it. Let's get into it.
So the Gen Z way of saying YOLO is a little bit too explicit for the radio. So.
Gonna die soon. I don't know. What is
it? No, I can't say it on the radio.
All right, well, that's
so we're gonna move on.
Jeez, you're teasing us.
Now, I thought I was being young and cool and hip by saying this.
Just the fact that you said young, cool and hip is probably enough.
I thought I was being very Gen Z by saying slay.
I hate when you say slay. Genuinely, you'll be like, oh, yeah, man. Like, she was giving slay and it was just so fantastic right now. Yeah, no.
Yeah, so apparently only millennials say slay now. Gen Z say eat or ate. Like, yeah, like she's eating.
Yeah, and if she has eaten in the past, she's ate.
Didn't she? Tim, you wore that jumper the other day, and mate, you ate.
Yeah.
Slay. Slay's way better.
Can I just say this is really hard to listen to?
Yeah.
A friend to friend is hard to listen to.
If someone's got like really good, you know, they're really charismatic and they're good at picking up, millennials would have said that they had good game.
Or
right?
They're a player?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yep.
Good game?
Gen Z, you know this one, Tim.
They're on top.
No. Got Riz.
Oh, I've heard of Riz.
You got Riz, mate.
And you actually educated me. It's short for charisma.
Charisma. Yeah.
How about it?
Mm.
Great.
So they would never say that you got game. They would say you got Riz.
Right.
So that's outing you if you're a millennial. Saying something is on point, like, oh, your outfit looks on point.
That'd be better to be millennial.
Apparently that is very millennial.
Now, Will taught me a new word last week. Is it steezy? Is it like, man, she's steezy, bro, my guy?
Apparently the Gen Z say locked in.
Like Eddie McGuire.
Like, ah,
Lock it in, Eddie. You look great.
I've never heard
millionaire
locked in.
Hot seat, locked in.
And only millennials talk about vibes, Tim.
Yep.
Yep. Apparently, Gen Z call it type beat. I've never heard of a type beat. Am I making these
why
up?
Why do you sound like I'm having a conversation with an auntie at Christmas?
And type
like,
beat.
Oh, the kids are really
It's
cool
not like, oh, yeah, vibes were on point. It's the type beat's locked in.
If you are Gen Z, I'm so sorry. This has been really hard to get through. If not, you're struggling like the rest of us. This is really...
So anyway, I'm locking into being a millennial
forever.
We're meant
to be the younger people on this radio
station. Are we the younger people? Well, because I'm an elder millennial, apparently.
Yeah, but Tomlingy and Loggy are borderline baby boomers at this point, so we've got to try and bring some youth to the station.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Jess, you and I can act as somewhat recruiters or like those people that help people find jobs because I've seen something and I just don't think it's for you and me, but I think it's a great opportunity if you're listening right now. You have two opportunities to potentially be paid $100 an hour for something.
Please, tell me more.
Most of us have two of these.
Yeah.
Talking about hands.
Ah.
I'm lucky enough to have two.
Yep.
I would. How would you say? Like, on a
I'd call them one and a half, honestly.
Right, they are quite small. Like, mass-wise, yes, I agree. But they're it's not like I'm missing three
fingers.
Are
they children's hands? No.
I really didn't want it to get
size small gloves, right? Yeah.
It's cheaper for me, so. Now, objectively, disregarding size,
yeah.
What would you say? Like, have a look at my hands. Like, just give a general description of these sausages.
They're quite hairy. Fingernails are almost non-existent.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of scar tissue.
Honestly, for a non-labourer, you look like you've got labourer's hands.
Thank you. I've currently got three splinters. Yeah. I don't know. I can't get them out. Would you say that these are a hand model's set of hands?
I wouldn't say that.
And that's where I'm coming from. So yeah. I've seen an opportunity for a hand model, but I just know that these aren't the two that are going to be good for the job.
How about these bad boys?
I don't know. Did they want a gorilla's hands?
How dare you?
To be advertised?
Don't be mad just because I've got bigger hands than you do.
You don't have bigger hands for me. I would say if this was a barbecue, you would have like the garlic and herb sausages and I would just have the standard like supermarket brand.
If this was a barbecue, I'd have the Weber family queue and you'd have the baby queue.
Yeah, I know. That's not a compliment to you. I hope you know. But what I'm saying is I don't think you or I are hand models.
Right.
I would say because we both bite our nails. You have a really nice olive complexion. I think that's going for you. But yeah. I just think the size of your fingers, like what product will be able to fit into that image with the fingers taking up most of the image? Domino's Australia is looking for a hand model.
Oh.
And I thought you might be driving in your car right now down the Trobav. Look down at your handsies. Just say, hey, these are the ones.
Fantastic hands.
If you say Tom from The Breaky Show.
Your wife.
Nah, she does.
Your wife, Jess, has the most fantastic fingernails.
I don't know how they're so straight and long.
How? What does she do it?
I think the reason she doesn't want to hold hands with me is because it's like
who would want to be seen with
exactly,
that?
It's like Tina Turner and The Bodyguard. It's like, well, yeah. I'm famous. You're just a bodyguard. We can't be together. And that's how I feel, and I complain because seeing my hands, I understand it. It's like the Elephant Man of hands. But if you're listening and you want to get paid $100 an hour, Domino's are looking for the perfect hands to display their pizza right now.
Is it for 1 hour?
I don't know. I imagine it would probably take a while, but I think you'd be a reoccurring set of hands because they're searching for someone with pizza holding experience. So if you like pizza, has hands so clean and soft you could butter garlic bread with them and can lift a maximum of 4 pizza slices per hand. Oh, my God.
4?
I would say they're not detached. I could barely hold a garlic bread.
Yeah.
If you have great hands, let us know. 522-322-955. Give us a call. Stroke them against the phone.
Sure.
And we'll hear the sound of your hand. And we'll let you know if we think we can get you in touch with Domino's.
Good quality,
and get you a job being a hand model.
You're welcome.
Please someone call and stroke their hand on their phone right now. On 522-322.
Please stop saying stroke. Oh.
Ugly, right? You're hearing hideous. Give us a call. It can be better. It could be you. You could be getting paid large.
This is Tim and Jess.
I'm not one to point fingers when it comes to having a fear of something or a phobia.
You've got a lot.
I've got a lot.
Oh, my God. The ocean, don't even. Spiders, My thoughts, my own alone time, being left alone by myself, no thanks.
Yeah, there's
just
a few of them.
Just a few.
Moths. Ugh. But one that I thought was unusual was a friend of mine over the weekend. We were at someone's house and there happened to be a few balloons loose because my friend had just had a party a couple of nights earlier. And
just loose balloons on the floor.
Loose balloons on the floor because, you know, helium's expensive.
Yeah, it is. And can I just say, what the heck? When you go to get helium balloons and they're like, all right, you can get the standard helium or we can give you like super hubbly bubbly helium.
No, they stick extra like helium glue in. It makes the helium.
Apparently, whatever helium human beings currently have, that's it.
Yeah, we have a finite amount.
We're just done. So don't take it for granted.
Yeah.
You know.
So anyway, there's loose balloons lying around.
Loose balloons.
That were just blown up with air.
Good name for a band. Loose balloons.
Yeah, we should make that our band.
Oh, I don't know.
Two Little Tacos is all right.
Two Little Tacos was a great band name that we had.
Anyway, loose balloons. And one of my mates starts freaking out. And she's like, all right, stop. Everyone stop kicking the balloons.
Oh, like the sound. Is it the fear of the pop? I think it's the fear of the pop.
I think it's the fear of the
pop. Texture of balloons isn't also that great.
Because, like, yeah, there was a couple of, like sounds of the balloon, yeah. Which she hated as well.
Right.
But I think it was the fear, like, anytime anyone pretended to pop the balloons, because we're all great friends.
And adults.
She was panicking.
Right.
And it just got me thinking, because, like, she's 28 now. A fear of balloons, not so common at 28, right?
What do you think about a fear of moths at 32, Jess?
Yeah, well, that's quite common. Moths are the worst.
Apparently, I just had a quick look. Fear of balloons, globophobia.
Globophobia.
Is an extreme, overwhelming, and irrational fear of balloons. This phobia can include extreme fear, anxiety, or panic at the thought, sight, sound, touch, or smell of balloons.
Smell?
Yeah.
Do balloons have a distinctive smell?
Oh, absolutely. They've got that balloon smell. I don't know how, like, that's how else would you describe it? It's interesting because I don't know if my unusual fear of dying is unusual.
I think the dying thing's not an unusual thing. It's the eye thing that's the unusual fear.
I almost swore because you did it. You're touching your eye.
I just wanted to point to my eye while they talked about how you didn't like things being in your eye.
How would you feel? Bet A, shutting up. And B, doing the show by yourself for the rest of it. If you're going to poke yourself in the eye, I'm out of here. Champ?
On 52232955, what do you have an irrational fear about?
Oh, yeah, because they're out there. Some people just really don't like certain things.
We're not going to judge you. This is a judgment-free space. If I can touch my eye, in front of Tim, he's walked away.
I said don't. Do you want me to swear? I'll get in trouble. I haven't got the leave to get suspended because I keep swearing because you keep going to touch your eye.
52232955. Do you have an irrational fear? Let us know about it.
Jess, you were saying that you have one of the stranger ones as a 32-year-old tax-paying, home-earning adult.
Mm-hmm.
You have a fear of moths.
I don't like moths.
But I don't think you have lepidopterophobia because this is the fear of when it... an excessive and irrational fear that interferes with your daily life. I feel like it's like a part-time phobia.
Yeah, look, it doesn't interfere with my life. Yep. Like, it will certainly stop me from going into rooms.
Yep. I know that you were... I thought you were going to touch her eye, which is what I was just about to discuss. Turns out you were scratching your nose and almost started yelling again. I apologise. I cut my eyeball when I was... younger, and ever since then, I have not liked people touching their eyeballs. I don't think you should touch your eyeballs. Turns out, Jess, I might have omatophobia. It could be triggered by a negative experience. Wonder if I had one of those in the past, such as an eye injury.
Sure.
Some people...
you can put your bird away now.
Sorry, I have been flipping the bird. Because I was using it to block your face.
Of course.
But we want to hear about your irrational fears. What makes you like... Because it's stuff that kind of makes you squirm.
Well, Tim, right. Nancy from Bell Post Hill has given me faith because she's overcome her fear.
Oh, Nancy, brave.
Hello?
Hello. Are you crying or laughing? I just need to...
I was, in my teenage years, I was a McDonald's party girl.
Oh,
and
living
as part
the dream.
Of the job, you had to blow up the party balloons by mouth. And they would occasionally pop in your face.
Oh, God, Nancy.
And so I developed the fear of balloons from that. And then when I had kids, like, you had no choice but to be around balloons. And I would always be the one cringing in the corner with the balloons. But somehow overcome it.
It's definitely, like, I could understand if a balloon was within... some would say millimetres of my face exploding over and over again. I too would probably grow a bit of a disdain for balloons. But also, I think you're completely warranted. Balloons, you never know when they're going to pop.
Yeah.
Is it the
popping thing that's the fear, Nancy? Or is it the smell and the texture of them too?
Oh, that's disgusting too, but it's definitely the fear of the pop.
Yeah. And Nancy, can I just say, like, there is no job now that requires a human being to use their mouth to blow up balloons. OH&S has really just moved on to pumps, and they go, no mouth, no touchy zone. We do not use our mouth to blow up balloons.
My life would have been completely different.
Nancy, okay. How do you feel about party poppers?
No, that's fine. Yeah.
They're
don't
fine. Play on.
Good to know. All right, we're finding the line. God forbid there's a balloon full of party popper confetti.
Oh,
that
God.
Would be the ultimate double kabang. Nancy, thank you very much, and congratulations on overcoming your fear. Just do you think if we let loose some moths and butterflies in the studio, there'd be a good chance for you to get over your
fears? If you touch your eye right now, go on, do it. Put your finger in your eye. Do it. Make it happen.
I feel like I need to go speak to HR. Come
on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
Get down on it. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.